You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
Okay.
All right.
So, I'm looking at my list. I'm going to go here because this is the safe bet. I'm going to switch it up and I'm going to go down south for a second.
Okay.
I don't like this song.
I think I know what you've picked already.
But it's definitive.
Uh-huh.
When old white women are using your slang,
yep,
you are in a totally different echelon.
Yep.
And I'm going with BG.
Bling Bling. Yeah.
Do not like that song. Never was a fan of that song. For whatever reason, I like the video. They're just rapping in front of a helicopter.
It works,
but at
though.
The time, yeah, at the time, Cash Money could do no wrong for me because they've got a lot. 99 was definitely a huge year for them. I think 400 Degrees was 98.
It's 98, but there's a really big single from 400 Degrees that blows up in 99, which
correct.
We might get to. But yeah, 99 is pretty big for them because that's Hot Boys, right? First time?
That's Hot Boys. That's Wayne. That's another Juvenile album. And that's BG.
See.
And
yo, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was thinking if there was a Big Timers album, but I don't
know. No, Big Timers is 2000.
2000.
Believe me, I immediately was like, I was thinking to myself, man, get your roll on. But nope. It's 2000.
Get your roll on is nuts. Get your roll on is nuts. It's one of those songs where I prefer the radio version. Sometimes you just don't need to.
I know every word to Manny's verse.
Absolutely.
Every word.
Absolutely. Yeah, Bling Bling is just, it's, do I just want to go through like the other Cash Money record that's on my list just to get out the way because we're here?
I have only one other, well, I have one that I'm going to pick as a definitive 15 because I was either going to say Bling Bling or another song. I'll pick that other one in a bit. But like, aside from that, I only have one other Cash Money record from 99 anywhere in my list.
Man.
And I wonder if you can guess it.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm dying to know. I don't know if it's like, I need a hot girl. I don't know.
It's my favorite BG song. Cash Money.
Oh, Cash Money is an army. Listen, I'm going to say this thing and I'm going to let you go on.
No, that's it. That's all I got.
Okay. 400 Degrees is the more definitive Cash Money album. Chopper City in the Ghetto. Man. Thug. Oh my God. BG was my favorite. If Nas was one, BG was two.
Wow.
BG was my favorite rapper in 99. Yes. And I realize now that BG was rapping the exact same thing in every single verse. Same flow, same cadence. I didn't care.
Between Cash Money's an Army and his verse on the Biggie record, BG was definitely my favorite Cash Money rapper. No question.
Bruh. He destroyed that Biggie record.
Yes, he did.
He destroyed that. Yes. I also have We on Fire on my list.
That song's terrible.
No, it's not terrible. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
This is why it's definitive. Hot Boys on the cover of the Source magazine was a big deal. Hot Boys also getting 4.5 mics for Guerrilla Warfare was a big deal.
They got 4.5 mics?
Yes, they did. Because I remember being shocked and happy for them because, like, there was no way if you weren't from New York, you were fighting for 4 mics.
Mm.
4 mics was 5 mics if you weren't from the South, if you weren't from New York. So, like, Outkast getting 4.5 for Southern Playlistic is them getting 5 mics. They just didn't want to give it up. And then hearing the album, and back then I didn't know anything. Like, you know, I'm sure there was a little deal in there. But feeling like they earned the 4.5 mics with that Guerrilla Warfare album, because that album is amazing and still holds up because I found it on Tidal. Praise the Lord.
There's a lot of Cash Money stuff that is not on streaming services.
Yes.
I don't understand why.
Well, mostly BG stuff. I don't think, let me check and see if there's like a Turk album on there. But I know all the Juvenile stuff is on there. Of course, all of Wayne's stuff is on there. Yeah, Let 'Em Burn is everywhere, but Guerrilla Warfare is not. Mm. Chopper Scene, the Ghetto was not. Big Timer stuff is not.
Yeah.
Let's see. Albums. Yeah, nah. No Turk music. Or no Turk that was on Cash Money. Excuse me. So, yeah. They had... I've got other Cash Money records, but we'll get into, we'll do that when we get in, into honorable mentions. But yeah, they could do no wrong for me. So that's why We on Fire is on that, is on the list for me, is because them getting on the Source, setting that expectation, and to me as a fan meeting that expectation, I was just super happy for them.
Okay. Like when you said that, when you were talking about, like, you know, if you're from the South, like artists had to really work to get, I was like, I was thinking in my head, I was like, yeah, that's a four. That's all they get. That's fine.
Exactly. Exactly.
Man. So 99, I'm not even to pick on Hot Boys, but like between I Am and Murder Music, 99 was really the year where like you couldn't really start, like it was, you really had to take Source reviews with a grain of salt. We all knew that Murder Music's not 4.5.
At the time, it didn't feel like 4.5 to you?
No.
Okay.
There's too many records to skip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I skip around Murder Music a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to go with something that you could tell the story of 99 without mentioning the song, but I think you'd be missing out one of the more fun records of 99. It is a classic. Everybody knows this song as soon as they hear it. This is a group that I think would have been done way better in a streaming environment.
Okay.
And that's the B-Nuts with Watch Out Now.
Thought about it. It is an honorable mention for me. But I thought about putting it on the list.
I love the song. I think the B-Nuts were always good for like a single or two.
Yes.
And the album format kind of held them back. I could imagine a different kind of world for them in a streaming environment where they're just making singles and not really worrying about the rest of the stuff. Just do EPs yes. all the time.
Yeah.
And just have, like, they do a five song EP and then they've got two hit singles off it. And then they come back next year and do the same thing. They'd be fine. They don't need an 18 track album. It's okay.
Mm.
I think the B-Nuts are crazy unappreciated.
I agree.
I think the song is perfect. I love it.
Mm.
It's so 99 to me. I recognize, mm-hmm. like I said, you could tell the story of 99 without it, but it'd be less fun. So I put it in and I love this song.
Cool. I'm with it. I'm rolling.
Okay.
I'm rolling.
All right. What do you got next?
Okay. Record I thought was 98, yeah. but it wasn't. Another artist who had a big year. I remember people hating the song, but for me, the beat was undeniable. I think this is Dilla too. Video's iconic. Q-Tip Vibrant Thing.
Mm. Honorable mention. I get it though.
I really thought this was 98. And I remember the backpacks could not be any tighter.
Oh yeah.
In regards to this record. Hated this record. Hated the, there's a lot of video. This might've been like the first big budget Video Vixen video?
It's definitely one of them. Yeah, I remember the video, am I crazy? They had, didn't have like white, like for the black, instead of black bars, like to make it look widescreen, they used white instead. Is that right?
Maybe. Hype was doing a whole bunch of stuff.
That was a very Hype Williams thing.
Yeah.
No, so actually, interesting. Dilla is mentioned in the credits, but it says it's produced by Q-Tip.
Mm.
So, but remember, they were a production duo.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about the remix with Missy and Busta. Of course they're on the remix.
Of course. They Missy and Busta saw all those coins.
Oh, Violator.
They weren't missing out on that. Violator compilation.
Yeah.
That's 99.
Yeah. I think Volume 2 is a better Violator compilation. What it is, Grimy, Come Through. We've had this conversation before.
We have. I'm pulling up Volume 1.
Yeah.
Okay, what you come around here for? Say What was dope. It's LL. No. I remember the Crew record. Nobody Likes Me. Stuff That He Said. Big Noid was dope. Beating Us Forever was dope. I think the Cam'ron record was dope. The Cormega record was dope. I feel like the Busta Bus remix was dope. Nah, it's solid.
Okay.
Let's pull up Volume 2. What It Is, Grimy, Come Through. Ooh, they had We Are, Bleak, and G2K.
G2K sighting.
a JoJo Pellegrino song, you know, after that.
The second half of Violator 2 falls off really, really fast.
It does. But that, I remember that Die 3 beat being crazy. I don't remember what it sounded like. Yeah, it falls off. But it's got the bigger records.
Yeah. That grimy record's perfect.
Grimy's hard. Somebody asked a question I saw recently. They said, who has the better records with the Neptunes, Jay or Nori?
It's an interesting question.
It is.
I think it's... So, how do you feel about Oh No?
I love it. It's an honorable mention for me.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh No was hard.
How do you feel about... what was the record? It was... why can't I think of it? Like 2003, 2004...
You heard. Oh, Nothing. Nothing's classic.
Yeah. All right, then, you know, you could make an argument, because Jay and Neptunes have classic records, but then they've also got some swings and misses, too.
Yeah, they do.
The problem is, though, like, and like, very clear on, like, because I was listening to another one of my honorable mentions is Bloody Money 3. And
yes, I forgot. That was one I meant to put on there, but it's on there now.
That beat is ridiculous, but Nori is not rapping about anything.
When does Nori, the only time Nori rapped about anything was when he rapped about his father. When he really was glad.
He really was glad. All right. So yeah, Vibrant thing. I get it. All right. I'm up next.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Let's go to another song that would have, I think if this song comes out in a streaming environment, it is a top 10 Billboard hit because of how streaming works. This is a song that was a single but didn't get a video.
Okay.
It's Jay-Z with Jigga.
I thought about that. I was shocked that that was 99. It's definitive.
It's not Jay's best. It's not Swiss Beats' best. But there is something about it that is so weird and kind of hard. Like it just oddly worked. Like that. I will give Jay credit. Like, he was really rapping over some weird stuff. And sometimes that worked out. And sometimes that didn't work out. Like, Girl's Best Friend. Not on anybody's list. It's a terrible song.
I want Jay to do a concert where he does the records that didn't work. Imagine him trying to hype the crowd up with Girl's Best Friend comes on. That intro comes on.
He does a Girl's Best Friend Things That You Do medley. And we're all just like, oh
my God. Wait, I have to play. The intro to Girl's Best Friend, because it's so bad.
It's so bad.
All right, hold on. I'm sorry. All right, here we go. Jigga Man. Swiss
Beats. History in the making. History in the making. Lights out, ladies.
No. What? Yo, rappers love telling you that they were making history. No, you're not.
Oh, man, that is bad.
That was bad.
So bad. So very terrible. Oh, man.
That was bad.
But yeah, Jigga is just, it's so weird. It's just built around this like really obvious like synth, but it works. Jay's kind of rapping dope, but it's all over the place. It's a song that with a hook that is difficult to adapt to radio, which is probably why they didn't make a video for it.
Right.
But it's also Jay and Swiss Beats in 1999.
Yes.
And like, I wanted to talk about Rough Riders Volume 1. And I needed something that I felt was definitive. And I have something that I love that's on my honorable mentions.
Okay.
But I tried to keep my definitive 15 to be definitive. Because I didn't want to talk about Eve. Because I think a lot of Eve's early stuff does not hold up.
It doesn't.
The beats are like, I mean, it's really bad.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But like, that Rough Riders Volume 1, right? Ride or Die, Down Bottom. Yeah. What you
down
want?
Down Bottom's on my list.
But then it's like, you know. Anyway, Down Bottom's on your. Do you want to talk about that? Or do you want to wait?
Wait, hold on. I want to go back to Ride or Die Volume 1.
Yeah.
Hold on. Because I have to nerd out over some of these records.
Ride or Die, dope.
Your Ride or Die's classic. Down Bottom's classic. What's your one's even classic? It is.
I know.
It has not aged well,
but I get it.
No. Dope Money is hard. Kiss of Death is hard. Bug Out is hard.
Bug Out is terrible.
Don't do that.
Platinum Plus is terrible.
Platinum Plus is terrible. Beanie Siegel destroys the hood.
Pina Colada is awful.
It is. Some X stuff is really was really, really hard at the time. It hasn't aged well.
It's bad in 99. It's bad now.
Don't do that. Yo, there's nothing I wanted more than DMX yelling over a loud Swiss beat.
This is definitely one of those, like, to me, I look at this album and, like, there's not a, like, I could basically just listen to, like, in 99, I would listen to the first four tracks and then maybe Dope Money and then maybe Kiss of Death. And then the rest of this can just go out the window.
Don't do that.
I mean.
Don't do that.
Yeah. You know.
Don't do that. I'm still mad to this day that I wasn't able to get the Ride or Die jersey, the Rough Rider jersey that was in the back of the booklet of the album. Because it was like $50.
There's still time.
There's still time. I'm sure I could find it somewhere, but I'm 34. I can't be running around here with a giant R.
on a motorcycle?
Not at all. There was definitely a guy a couple years ago, but I mean, that's still a motorcycle gang like to this day. There was definitely a guy a few years ago downtown Columbus with a Rough Riders biker vest on. And yes, we did laugh at him. Down Bottom. I don't know. Just classic. Like, it just works for me. 99, definitive. It's Drag On rapping really fast. It's Juvenile rapping really slow.
He does rap slow. Like, I really, like, I like Down Bottom better than the J record.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I was trying to put my own prejudices aside as much as possible, even though this whole list is full of East Coast records and I'm sure people are screaming right now. But Down Bottom, oh man, I really thought Drag On was going to be like the next guy.
We all did. We like, own that L together. We share it.
Like, this is not the definitive 15 for 2000. I'm just going to go ahead and spoil something. I love Spit These Bars. I'm okay. I'm on that island. That's fine. But like between Down Bottom and Spit These Bars, I was like, yeah, Drag On.
Yep.
Down Bottom was that was definitely the era of like, well, okay. Now these Southern artists are making some noise.
Yes.
So absolutely. We gotta get them on our East Coast albums.
Yep. Yep.
But specifically, I mean, I will say, like, all credit due to Rough Riders, like, they were really serious about having, like, the bike groups, like, all across the country.
Absolutely.
So, like, they kind of needed the Southern record.
Sure.
So that made a lot of sense. I totally get it. Like, that's not as bad of a reach as, like, there's a lot of reaches in 99 where you're just like, nah.
Are you talking about, like Jay-Z on the High remix?
Yeah.
Or, Big Pun and Mr. Servon.
Oof. Oh.
Or Jay-Z and Silk the Shocker, because that's 99 too.
Ugh. Yeah. So it was definitely a bit more of a natural pairing, but you're right. Like, I never really realized until you said it, the difference between the two flows is like, it's incredible, but it's also very synonymous. Like, New York's initial approach to Southern records was to just rap faster.
Absolutely.
Whereas the people from the South were like, no, you're coming at this entirely wrong.
Absolutely. And I think that was a Texas thing, because Texas is always rap slower.
Yeah.
And then for the East Coast, I believe, was Cam'ron the first rapper? No, because Cam'ron rapped fast on What Means the World to You. But right. I think Cam was the first rapper to be like, now wait, hold on. Slow down. I think he was the first rapper to slow down on Bounce Records from the East Coast.
I don't know. Maybe.
It's a great question. Let us know at CRS Podcast, at Armand Wake Up, at @Doc_Beats. Let us know if you think who slowed down the East Coast flow on the Down South beats. Okay. Your turn or mine?
I think it's mine, because we just talked about yours. Down Bottom.
Yep.
All right. We got to talk. We haven't talked about this group at all tonight.
Okay.
They had their 99 was their coming out party. But also the success of this album sets up a whole run by like associated artists that happens throughout the early 2000s. This is not my favorite single from this album, but it's, to me, definitive. And that's The Roots with You Got Me.
Yeah. I just took it off my list to replace it with Down Bottom like 15 minutes before we went live because I don't like the song.
Mm.
I've never liked the song. There's other songs on the album that are way better.
Right. I love The Next Movement.
Yes.
The Next Movement is incredible. The Next Movement honorable is the mention. Single that got me.
Yes. Honorable mention. Yes. Yes.
And it's one of my honorable mentions as well. But.
And I loved Adrenaline.
Oh, I went back and listened. I love a lot of songs.
I gotta go back and listen to that album.
That album is really good.
Okay.
Double Trouble. Hold on. I'm gonna make him pull this up.
Yeah, Double Trouble was hard. I don't remember what it sounded like. Double Trouble was hard.
Hold up. And so, again, shout out to Scott Storch. Big 99 for Scott Storch, huh?
Yeah.
Because he plays and produces on You Got Me.
Yes, he does.
Let's see. So Next Movement, Step Into the Realm, Dynamite, Ain't Saying Nothing New, Double Trouble, Act Two with Common, 100% Dundee is ridiculous.
Yeah, Act Two is hard. Yep.
Beanie Siegel Kills, Adrenaline. That is Scott Storch and the Pianos on Adrenaline.
I feel like he was an honorary member of the Roots back then.
He was. He played in the, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Ain't Saying Nothing New. Oh, man. Yeah, like... This album, like, really, like, I liked the previous Roots album, LDuff Half-Life, but I know. I didn't love what they do. I thought it was good. I really liked Concerto of the Desperado. I really liked, Clones, say obviously.
It. Yes.
Clones. Dice Raw. Dice Raw.
Clones is crazy.
I miss Dice Raw, man. No, but Things Fall Apart. So not only does it blow them up, but it it sets the stage. This, along with a year later, the success of D'Angelo's Voodoo, sets the stage for this whole Soul Quarians thing,
mm-hmm.
right? Like Water for Chocolate, Mama's Gun. All these are sort of produced at the same, they are recorded roughly kind of around the same time, but the Roots Things Fall Apart is the first bit out of there. It helps to set... Dilla up for his next phase of his career. Like, it's this whole movement that comes out of this. And Without You is like the single that kind of started that. So I felt it was definitive. Without You, You Got Me.
You got me. Yep. I agree.
And shout outs, you know, first of all, that song also kind of introduced Eve to the world.
And Jill Scott.
Well, eventually Jill Scott.
Once word got out that she actually wrote Erica's part, because I believe Erica might have been the one to like give her credit openly, because the Roots were like, yeah, no, it was Erica. Bigger name.
Right.
But yeah, Eve was on that record. She sure was.
Yeah.
Okay. So to offset some of the East Coast bias, because now I'm looking, I'm like, all right, I got a lot of East Coast on there. I've gone on record saying that No Limit Records is one of my favorite record labels of all time. And to me, ironically, this song, the feel of it is so different from the rest of their discography.
Mm-hmm.
It's so definitive, but it doesn't represent them well, but it's definitive for the year. And that is C-Murder, Snoop, and Magic, Down For My N-Words.
Thought about it for a second. It's on my it's deep in my honorable mentions, but it's down there.
Okay.
I have like tiers of honorable mentions. I have so many honorable mentions from 99.
Oh my god.
Yeah. We got some good stuff coming later. This is gonna be a 4-hour podcast.
This is gonna be a long podcast.
But I get it. You know what blew my mind? One of the things that was really interesting, like going back and listening to all this stuff, is like you know, I know a lot more about music now. Like, I understand music. Like, now when I listen to new music, I'm always like, oh, have I heard this before? Oh, I see what they did with that melody change. Oh, they did this chord here. I'm thinking about all this stuff, because this is what happens when you, like, work on music for long enough. And so when I press play on that song to re-listen for this Definitive 15, I didn't even have to think twice. I was like, oh, man, those are Isaac Hayes horns. How did I never pick that up until now?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
You know what part of my problem is with this song now? you're going to think this is sacrilegious and crazy.
Okay.
I mean, Kanye kind of did it better on Blood on the Leaves.
I'm not rolling.
No.
We can go ahead and just end the show here.
Anyway, tell me about Down For My
Ass. I think Kanye's horns aren't as melodic.
They're way harder.
They're not harder. He just added a bunch of stuff with him. He just added a bunch of other noises to go with the horns. I don't know what else to say. It's on Snoop's No Limit Top Dog album.
Yeah.
Which at the time was really good, did not age well. Hmm. But coming off of The Game Is To Be Sold, which was largely considered to be a terrible album, it was Snoop's resurgence. It had Be Please, which is an honorable mention for me. Was on my list earlier and might even put it back on there, but I think we've already talked about that record. Be Please was hard. But the album had records, I don't know. Steve Murder kills it. I don't really need Snoop on it. I feel like Magic does this thing on there too. Beats crazy. I've seen people get beat up to that record. So there you go.
The amazing thing about that Game Is To Be Sold, Not To Be Told album, the lead single from that.
Yeah, still a G thing.
He really rapped Top Dollar with the gold flea collar. Like, that was a real Snoop Dogg lyric in 98.
It was.
I kind of like that. That song's not bad. I like that beat. I know. It's not great, but it's not bad. Because remember, Dogfather was terrible. So, like, he had a rough couple years. All right.
He did. He's trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens when you produce the greatest hip-hop album of the 1990s. Where do you go from there?
I'm going to leave that one alone.
That's fine.
I was trying to think which, like, five songs would I tell you are better, five albums off the top of my head immediately are better than Doggy Style.
Five albums.
It's not even close.
You can't even find them. You don't think so? No. No, you can't.
Chronic, Illmatic.
Nope. We're not rolling right here. Chronic is not better than Doggy Style.
It totally is.
No.
Totally, dude.
No. We can argue O-Matic. We can argue O-Matic.
Cuban Links. Else?
Nope.
36 Chambers.
We can argue that.
Wait, you say no to Cuban Links and maybe to 36 Chambers? This podcast is done. Cuban Links is better than 36 Chambers. Are you crazy?
Nah.
All right. Anyway,
give me
on.
One more.
Well, I can
dip. Fifth? You said five.
Fine. I could go Liquid Swords. I could go Iron Man. I can go Ready to Die. Yeah. Life is, all these are better than, yeah, totally better than Doggy Style.
Get out of here. Oh my God, that's funny. Okay.
And Doggy Style is really good. Don't get me wrong. You know, it was a valiant effort. No, I'm kidding. Doggy Style is amazing. It's amazing. Breathe deeply.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm coming out the. I don't know if I'm coming to Connecticut, yo. Okay. Your turn, right?
Yeah. We're gonna go Backpacker again real quick.
Okay.
We're going Raucous Records.
Okay.
We're gonna go for a song. This is peak Backpack.
Where are you
going? But like in a good way.
Okay.
We haven't talked about Sound Bombing Volume 2. And when we talk about the peak of Raucous Records in 99, mm-hmm. right? We talked about Miss Fat Booty. We talked about Simon Says. Mm-hmm. But we did not talk about Common and Sadat X 1999. Oh,
that's where you're going? Okay. It's on my honorable mentions.
I love this song. I think this song, you can draw the line from here to Common's, him blasting off. There's no Sixth Sense without 1999.
Interesting. Okay.
Right. This sets the template for him because this does not really sound like just 18 months before, right? He puts out, what was the name of his second album with, Respect for Life.
One Day It All Makes Sense.
Right. 1999 doesn't sound like that. Now, why would it, right? The different sonic, like 97 to 99, there really is a sonic leap there. So I get that.
Yeah.
But there was a real push there was a real chance that he was actually going to sign with Raucous Records. They really tried to sign him. He was like the one who got away for them. But after the success, of Things Fall Apart, MCA, they came around and they're like, no. Who was involved with Things Fall Apart? Great. Common, you were on here. This one night at the time that 1999 is popping.
Yeah.
Right? They can clearly see what the Soulquarians are doing in the studio, right? Working on D'Angelo's album, working on Mama's Gun, working on stuff for Common, and they're like, oh yeah, we're signing up for that. And until MCA stepped in, he would have been on Ruckus. And so imagine what Ruckus Records looks like if Like Water for Chocolate releases on Ruckus.
Because you're still going to get Dilla, because Dilla's still going to work
fine.
On it,
you're still going to get Primo, not a problem. Like, there's nothing stylistically that changes, but think of what that does for Ruckus Records.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great point.
But
1999
to me was like, in a year that was full of keyboards, in a year that was full of the South, like as a like serious East Coast hip hop nerd in 1999, that Sound Bombing Volume 2 album, that was an album for me. It's wildly flawed. There are songs on it that are in my honorable mentions and yet don't really hold up at all, but I just have to have them there. But like, I had to put 1999 in there. Despite the fact that like, sorry, Sadat X, I just don't really want to hear you on the song, but like, Common's opening, like Common's first verse is like, out of here.
Yeah.
It's a perfect Common song.
Yeah.
And so there you go.
Wow.
You didn't see that one coming, did you?
I did not.
I didn't even have to think hard about that one. It was an easy one to put on my list.
I was going to go. When you talked about Sound Bombing 2.
Oh, don't tell me you thought Ruckus. I was going B-Boy Document 99.
I absolutely thought you were going B-Boy Document.
It's on my honorable mentions.
It's mine too.
Here's the problem with that song.
The High and Mighty?
And the beat. The beat is...
Listen, the beat... If you don't want to bust out a cardboard box and get with a bunch of dingy dudes and like break dance in the middle of a open mic night, I don't know what to tell you.
The thing that saves that song. I mean, Skills is fine, but like Most is great on that song.
Yeah, no. Most is great on here. Skills, I always liked Skills' verse on that record.
Yeah,
that Skills was like a resurgence for Skills for me. I did not need High and or The Mighty. I didn't need either one. Keep MC's heads wrapped like Erykah Badu. Hip hop's Cleon Jones. Wackest MCs, we pee on those.
And see, I know every word still. And you do too.
Yeah, I do too.
All right. So yeah, 1999. Okay. There's another honorable mention from that album that's on my list, but we'll get there when we get there.
I think I know what that is.
It's pretty obvious what that is.
I'm going to laugh. Yeah, I'm going to laugh. Okay. Man, how many do we have left? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I have 5. Okay. Dang, and all the rest of these are East Coast. I feel bad. I guess lots of mine are going to be...
We'll probably have some that are on the same. Oh, you're going to come back and steal all mine right at the end again.
Okay, I'll get this one out the way because I don't like the song. Well, not that I don't like the song. I don't love it the way everybody else does, but is it definitive? Dang, I don't know if this is definitive. I'm just going to say it, but I don't know if this is definitive.
Let's have a conversation about it. What is it?
Dead Wrong.
Honorable mention.
Yeah, I don't know if it's definitive now that I think about it.
And here's the thing. I love this song.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it's definitive.
Right.
That Born Again album, man. Oh. December 99 was full of albums I purchased that just turned out to be bad.
Yes.
The correct. Tunnel, Born Again.
That was not bad.
It's what, Born Again?
No, The Tunnel.
I'm looking at it right now. We In Here, If I Get Locked Up, which I liked but has not held up.
It doesn't help.
True, Method Man.
Nope.
QBG.
That record's hard. Or it was.
Redman and Eric Sermon, okay.
Nope.
Raekwon, Them Want War. Nope.
Nope.
For My Thugs, terrible, Jay.
Terrible.
Right.
That record's terrible.
Angie Martinez, wow.
Wow.
Lil Wayne, BG, and Juvie, Respect.
That record's hard.
Now, there is an incredible song on here.
What's that?
It's on my honorable mentions.
Okay.
LL Cool J, right. Ill Bomb.
Oh, how did I forget about Ill Bomb? Dang,
That sample. I mean, obviously, I love that sample.
Yeah, I'm rapping to that.
You should play that real quick. Because...
Oh, man.
First of all, The Tunnel is not on streaming service. At least it's not on Apple Music. But
yeah, it is.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or it's on. It's certain songs on it. I'll look after I play this record.
Bill Bomb is ridiculous.
You like the scratches, don't you?
Oh man, I'm scratching right along to it. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, the sample is crazy. And this is because this also ends up on LL's GOAT album, which is kind of like overlooked. It's got some joints on there. During that time when LL, because GOAT comes from LL Cool J.
Yeah.
And during this time, he's like rapping with a chip on his shoulder.
Mm.
His voice used to be really high pitched. Whenever he would rap, like rappity rap, his voice would be high and very urgent. But on this record, he's rapping very calm and confident. Mm. It's almost scary. It's like when somebody knows they can fight, but they don't want to fight because they're worried about the other person.
Yeah.
That's how LL's fighting. That's how LL's rapping on that. And The Tunnel is on, I'm looking at it on Spotify right now.
Okay.
Wow. Wait, can I play Wow? Let me play Wow for a second. Go ahead. Hold on. Because that song is terrible.
Look at me.
Look at me. Super 99.
There's a lot there. Come here, come on. Let's do it now.
And yet, I'm not mad at some of Angie's stuff from the early 2000s.
What? If I Can Go?
If I Can Go is not bad.
What about Mia Moore?
Hold up. What? I mean, that was the name of the album, right?
I don't remember what the album was called. Mia Moore is the J record.
Oh, it is the J record. Oh, it's called Up Close and Personal.
Up Close and Personal.
So,
If I Can Go.
Who produced If I Could Go? Wait, is If I Could Go not even on here?
Lil Mo and Sicario.
Wait, If I Could Go, is that her second? Oh, wait, Them Things with Pharrell and Q-Tip.
Oh, boy. You got to move them things.
Them things.
Oh boy.
Wait. If I Could Go, is that on the that's on the next album. She had two albums.
She got two albums? Whoa.
Yeah, If I Could Go, who produced
it? I found the Dim Things instrumental.
Rick Rock produced If I Could Go.
Of course.
Shout out to Rick Rock.
Shout out to Rick Rock.
Oh okay. Man. Apparently I love Wikipedia. This is so random. Sicario had a recording studio in Connecticut. See? Shout out to Connecticut.
There you go.
All right. Where were we at? We were talking about, you were talking about Dead Wrong.
Yeah. Dead Wrong. I don't know.
Eminem kills it.
He does.
That beat is ridiculous.
It is.
But I'm not feeling enthusiasm.
No, I feel like there's going to be a record. There's going to be something in my honorable mentions or something in your honorable mentions. That's going to make me want to replace that.
It's possible.
So that's a gray area.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Please.
Let's go with, I was torn on this one because of the timing. It came out in 99 for sure. Mm-hmm. Kind of blew up in early 2000. But I want to allow it. It's fine. We'll allow it. Method Man and Redman, Rockwilder.
100% on my list. Absolutely on my list.
This beat, if you're listening to it objectively in 2019, the beat does not hold up. Which is something you can say about a whole lot of Rockwilder beats, unfortunately, from this era, but it's a classic.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. I don't even know what to say. If you're a producer, anytime you make a song and like they name the song after you, that's a pretty good sign for you as a producer. This beat felt revolutionary to me in like 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And now I hear it and I was like, really? this is what we were doing?
Yep.
Both Meth and Red Bring It. Great video. It's short. It's just energy. Did I see you put something on social media? Like if you didn't listen to this in the warm-up line.
If your basketball team or your middle school or your high school did not run their layup lines to this, that's, your team was trash. This is 100% right. What we came out to.
It's about right. Yeah. I felt like if you're describing like the sound of 99, right? So like Def Jam has this huge 98, still a big 99. Clearly you've got, you know, Meth and Red here, two artists who really successful in the mid 90s, still trying to stay successful, kind of adapting to this new keyboard sound, mostly successful here. This doesn't sound like anything else on the album, right? Like the Blackout album is mostly Eric Sermon.
Yes.
Like B cuts along with, you know, a couple woo samples looped up.
Run for cover.
Right.
Four Seasons was hard though.
That sure,
was
an excellent record. There were records. Like there was
again, LL Cool J bodied.
Yeah.
He's bodying records.
This is quickly becoming a 98-99 LL Cool J appreciation podcast.
Listen, man, I'm here for it. My first favorite rapper ever. I'm here for it.
So yeah, Rockwilder had to be on the list.
Yeah, on my list as well.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. How many do I have left? Once I only got three. Oh, wait, I only got two left now. No, three. Okay. I'm going to get this one out the way because I know you have absolutely nothing to say about it.
Oh, interesting.
I felt like I had to include something from No Limit.
Okay.
So because though 98 was their year, 99 was still... Like, it was still moderately successful for them. So, you know, what was I going to do? Like, It Ain't My Fault Part 2. Was I going to do Somebody Like Me? I don't know what I was going to do. But I remembered, I forgot that they came out with a true album in 99. And the single, ironically, yes.
Hootie Who.
I got Hootie Who on my list.
I really like this record.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. This is definitely one of my favorite... No Limit songs.
Oh, bet. Okay. Cool.
I like the beat.
Yeah, the beat
is dark.
Crazy.
It's ominous. That's right up my alley.
Yeah. Pete kills his verse.
Yeah.
Pete kills his verse.
Yeah.
I don't need anything. Yeah. I don't need anything after that verse. But to me, I had to select something that was indicative of No Limit's hold on the market in 1999, because though Cash Money like super shot up to the top, like there was still a lot of No Limit real estate.
This was two discs.
It was.
Oh boy.
It was. There's the Silk the Shocker song where he stumps God. There was True Homies. There was lots and lots of
Prayer for G.
Prayer for G. That's the one. Silk. Stumps God. It's hilarious.
Okay.
I encourage every... I'm not going to play it on the show. I'll put it on the playlist only, but I encourage everybody to go listen to True Prayer 4G. Funniest song in the world.
I like that they put Hootie Who at track two. Like, they kind
of
knew.
Of course. They knew.
Yeah.
Well, True Homies was the single. That was the... that sampled...
I'll Be Around.
I'll Be Around. I'm trying to think if that was the OJs or the Shy Lights. I feel like it was the
Spinners.
Shy Lights. Spinners. Okay. The Someones. I feel like the was like the Lils of like the 60s and 70s.
It's possible.
It was the Somethings. Okay, yeah. Hootie Who on my list.
Okay.
All right, let me now. Gold teeth, wanna smile. Okay, go ahead.
I'm also going to keep it down south.
Okay.
I'm going to go with a song that was technically released in 98.
Okay.
But blew up nationwide in 99. Was a huge single.
Okay.
And that's Juvenile. Back That Ass Up.
Of course. This is one of those,
This is 99.
This is a record that...
It's 99.
It breaks our rule. It does.
It's totally 99. Because Ha had so much legs, right? They didn't need to come out with... Actually, so let me check this.
Well, they came out with Follow Me Now was the second single.
Oh, right.
And Follow Me Now did not do anything near what Ha did.
Right.
And they were also putting out, were they putting out other people's stuff? I feel like they were flooding a little bit too.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, I forgot that Juvenile had the G-code also in 99.
He did.
Oh,
they had You Understand.
You Understand, yeah.
Yep.
This is like... I know that this is not like a definitive Lil Wayne thing, but like, and Lil Wayne has such a weird kind of part on here, but like, this is like, I don't know, essential early Wayne.
Sure.
Right. But no, it's a classic Manny Fresh beat.
Absolutely.
Maybe my favorite Manny Fresh beat.
Wow.
Oof. Yeah, like, I mean, you could say that, like, so this and Bling Bling in the same sort of spring is what it's like, okay, and there they go.
Yeah. 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 That did it.
Right. So, like, on my list, I like, my notes, I was like, yeah, I could put Bling Bling. I could put, you know, Back That Thing Up. But since you mentioned Bling Bling, I was like, that's fine. I'll go here.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
I'm rolling.
What's next?
All right. I've got... Hold on. Sorry.
Man, I'm really excited for all 74 of my honorable mentions.
Jesus. Okay. I might have like 30. Okay. So, I've got two more.
Okay.
This will be a short one. I already mentioned it.
Yeah.
So I won't even do the, I feel like this is definitive because it was very, it's weird. It was just, it's very, I don't want to call it ominous, but it was just, to be honest, I don't know why How to Rob is on my list, but it is.
Yeah. How to Rob.
It was very much like, because How to Rob was the A side, Rowdy Rowdy. No. How to Rob wasn't the A side. Wasn't Your Life, Your Life's on the Line was the A side and Rowdy Rowdy was the B side. Yeah, go ahead. Yep, fire up.
I mean, I don't know if that is that true. How to Rob? I think was Rowdy Rowdy.
Rowdy Rowdy had a video.
I don't even know if I've ever heard Rowdy Rowdy.
It's not good. You want me to play it?
Sure.
It's not good.
Okay. It's very 99.
Very much so. Very much like, okay, how do I get radio play?
Yep.
It's called Rowdy Rowdy.
Yeah.
From a New York artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not rolling. Yeah, I don't know why How to Rob is definitive for me, but it just is. Mm. I don't really have a reason for it. I just feel like it made such a splash and he evoked so many Jay responds, Pun responds. There's interviews in different magazines. Like, people were really, I don't know if they were upset or agitated, but he got on people's radars, which was the point.
Oh, I forgot about Sticky Fingers responded.
Yep. Oh, he did. Yes, he did.
They had the skit on Supreme Clientele, Clyde Smith.
Yep. Yep. And that was around the time that, wasn't there a rumor that Ghostface or Capadonna beat up 50 or beat up Mace or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's funny, like, cause to me, the most notable thing about 50 Cent and did you own the In Too Deep soundtrack?
I did.
I didn't. So like, I kind of missed a little bit of that.
Okay.
Because to me, like, the most definitive thing about 50 from 1999 is how effortlessly Jay throws him aside. On volume 3.
Sure.
It almost comes out of nowhere. It's just like,
that record is hard. It's hot.
Yeah.
That's a hard record.
That's on my, that's on my honorable mentions.
But that was kind of 50's point. Cause he premieres that song at Summer Jam.
Right.
Which, for a New York artist, you shout my name out on stage. Like, I'm in there.
Sure.
And Jay, you know what? I went back on my related videos. I ended up finding Jay's response to We Fly High.
He had a response?
He did. Remember when Jay and Jim Jones were beefing? And then Jim Jones came back and remixed We Fly High and used Jay's verse as the first verse for him to get more radio spins and then rapped after?
Yep.
And then Juelz came on after that. So he kind of like, that was like an early instance of hip hop trolling. It's one of the instances where Jay, Lil Boy, and you didn't work.
Right.
So, I don't know. It just reminded me of that, you talking about how quickly he dismissed 50.
Yeah.
Because he did. So, yeah, sure. All right. How many more you got left?
I got two more.
Okay. I got one more. Go ahead.
Somebody who we've talked about a little bit, but not in a while. He had, I don't know, almost easily the most important debut of 1999.
Mm-hmm.
He's an iconic rapper.
Okay.
This is a song that I don't know how well it's aged, but it's an iconic song.
Okay.
And I had to pick one song from him, so I went with Eminem, My Name Is. I don't know how you cannot have that on a definitive 15 for 1999.
It's definitive, but I never liked the song.
I loved it at the time. I think that I think his first album is, I don't know, it's kind of interesting actually.
It's largely forgotten about.
Because I think everybody gets way too excited over the Marshall Mathers LP, personally.
I need to go back and listen to that album. I really do.
Because go ahead, sorry.
No, we were probably going to say the same thing. Go ahead.
Like I when I listen to Slim Shady LP, I'm like, okay, My Name Is, Guilty Conscience, Role Model, Just Don't Give an F, mm-hmm. Bad Meets Evil, Still Don't Give an F. I'm like, yeah, I'm there. And then I think his work with the Bass Brothers is kind of underrated. But then Marshall Mathers album, let me look at that. I mean, Stan, yeah, The Way I Am, Real Slim Shady, Remember Me.
Remember Me?
Be Pleased 2. But then, like, yeah. You know, I didn't love, like, then, but then some of the other stuff, like, I didn't like the Kim record at all. Didn't like Criminal. I didn't like Drug Ballad. I didn't like Marshall Mathers. I didn't like Kill You, really. So, like, there's a lot of that Marshall Mathers LP that I'm like,
Amityville.
Yeah, I don't like Amityville. So, I get it, but like, to me, like, I don't know. I always liked some shady LP. And yeah, I mean, going back now and listening, like, you want to talk about problematic? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, Eminem in general is mostly pretty problematic. Like, but the biggest, like, Guilty Conscience, man, is hard to listen to.
I haven't heard that song in a very long time.
Yeah, that's a tough one. yeah. So if I'm picking an Eminem song, it's My Name Is. So there you go.
Okay. Yeah, I felt like Forgot About Dre, like, surmised my Eminem pick, because you're right. You cannot talk about 1999 without talking about Eminem.
Right.
You can't. And I'm not mad at My Name Is. I'm not.
I mean, I could have gone with Any Man off of Soundbombing too. I'm just
kidding. Hi. Yeah. Okay. All right. So this last one is, judging by your rule, this record might not fly.
That's interesting. I think there's still one left on my list. I cannot believe you haven't mentioned it yet.
Oh my God. See, now I feel away. Tell me yours.
Ja Rule, holla holla.
So it barely made my honorable mention.
Whoa!
I took it off at the last minute. And I might replace it with this other one.
That is absolutely definitive for 99.
I know. Yeah.
When Cam says, when the F New York start bouncing, like, it started bouncing before, but that's about holla holla.
Yeah.
Right? That first Ja Rule album.
Had some joints.
And I love Kill 'Em All. I love It's Murder. But like, when you're talking about 99, like, the emergence of Ja. Now, this is like Ja Rule 1.0, because we get Ja Rule 2.0 on the next album.
Absolutely.
But like, holla holla is like, it is Murder Inc. announcing that they are here.
Absolutely.
And so it had to be on my list. Even if the remix is terrible.
Can we play the remix?
Hova.
Nah, don't ruin it. Yeah.
It's murder. Hova.
He didn't know what to do.
We taking over, soldier, told ya.
It's murder. Oh, yeah, like, he just didn't know what
to do.
Video
was kind of hard, though. I forgot about this video. They're all wearing black and red.
They're
murderers.
Ooh, the Murder Inc. soundtrack, yeah.
Man, I got to go back and find that Murderers album.
I was just thinking, is that 2000?
Yeah.
I mean, there's only, there's We Don't Give an F, which that's, ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
There's, I don't know how you feel about Vita Vita Vita.
I used to like Vita Vita at the time. I feel like she should have blown up. I feel like she didn't get her just due.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I was, man, again, problematic hip hop. How old is she supposed to be in Belly?
Bruh.
I mean, she's 18 when it comes out. So that's, is that true? No. She's 22 when it comes out. So it's all good. But she's supposed to be 16.
She's supposed to be 16. Yep. I think she said her and DMX had known each other since she was it 11?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Or 13?
It's pretty bad.
Bruh. Crazy. Yeah. No,
oh, she's Kima's sister from Total?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Yep. Yep.
Who knew?
Yep, 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 yep. Okay, so my other definitive 15, this is my last one. This might actually apply to 2000 based off of your rule, because this record, this came out at the end of the year, the album that it was on, but I don't think it got released as a single until 2000, now that I think about it.
Okay.
I got J Big Pimpin', but that's 2000, isn't it?
Yeah, I had to eventually put that, I just put that down as 2000 for me, because that's totally a 2000 video.
Yeah, that's 2000. Yeah, it is. Dang, so then do you put Do It Again on there?
So my last spot, my 15th spot, I was split between What's the Difference and Do It Again.
Mm.
And I was swayed to do What's the Difference because it's an incredible song. It Again. Oh, man. Listen, I got a lot of J Volume 3 on my honorable mentions here.
Yes, yes.
Because there are some records.
Absolutely.
Right.
One in particular that I cannot wait to gush over.
Right. But Do It Again... You know, I mean, give Jay credit, right? It's like here so he goes from like, okay, he's rapping over Reasonable Doubt style beats. He kind of has a misstep in 97, but kind of then quickly recovers in 98 with Streets Is Watching. Volume 2 is really big, but you know, New York sound is still kind of changing at that point. By end of 99, he's like, yeah, fine. Give me the Rockwilder record. It's fine. This is a dope Rockwilder record, by the way. Like this beat holds up. This is definitely an unorthodox beat. Beanie's great on it, but Jay's great on this.
Yeah, I think because Beanie was was such a standout, I think it for a while overshadowed how good Jay was on that record.
Yeah, Jay's great on this. So I get it. Do It Again. I thought about it. It's like at the top of my honorable mentions for sure.
Okay. What's your you did your last? You got
That's
your last.
It. That's my last.
You're done.
Okay. You ready for honorable mention time?
Yeah, let's just run through these real quick, because this has been really long. But
we'll go quick, and if something really stands out, we'll talk about it.
All right, let's do it.
Gangstar Full Clip.
I have Discipline on mine, but yes.
I have Discipline on mine as well, because I have 74 songs.
Bruh, that is one of the greatest hits albums ever.
It is a really good greatest hits album. I own that album. I loved it. I was huge. I mean, 98 Gangstar, that I was just all in. And so like it was a perfect time to do greatest hits, right? Because if you're like me, someone who kind of missed that earlier Gangstar run,
mm-hmm.
You bought Moment of Truth, their record label was like, ladies and gentlemen, we have prepared for you Full Clip.
Yep. 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 That's how it worked for me.
We Absolutely. Already talked about all the Dre records.
Yep.
We talked about M. Oh, I got one for you.
Okay.
Cool Breeze, Watch for the Hook.
Definitely on my list.
Woo!
100% on my list. One of the greatest rap beats ever.
What a beat. Yeah, that's just a great song.
I feel like they didn't know what to do with that record. Because ironically, the rappers that you think would kill that record didn't kill it. Like, I don't like Dre's verse and I don't like CeeLo's verse.
Dre kind of comes at it kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, they both did. CeeLo came at it like the same way, just really fast and jittery. And that wasn't necessary for that record.
Right. Nas, New York State of Mind Part 2.
Mm.
That to me is like peak Primo and peak Nas.
Yeah.
Like, it's better than the original.
We talked about that.
We have.
I don't know if I'm rolling, but I'm not offended at that idea.
It's an incredible song.
Yeah. The idea of to build, like to basically beef up the original is really, really dope. Yeah. Okay. I'm rolling.
All right. This is a song came out late 98, but blew up in 99. Well, we didn't talk at all about Busta because his album came out in 98. But you could talk about... why can't I think of the first single from that album? Oh, my God.
Give Me Some More.
Thank you. But that kind of came out in 98 because it was the first single.
Yep.
Now, I don't really know. I just wanted to mention it. It's not really my particular favorite now, but it was a big deal in 99, and that's What's It Gonna Be.
Absolutely. Almost definitive. Just took it off at the last minute for that very reason, the video.
Yeah, the video, which now it looks...
yeah, it looks terrible now, yeah.
But it was like a $2 million video.
Yep. I'm rolling.
How did you feel about Umi Says?
You know, I was never the biggest fan of Umi Says.
I never liked it either.
Yeah, I love Black on Both Sides, but that was never my jam.
That Jordan commercial really gave it
absolutely
a whole new life.
Yep.
All right, off Mancha's album, I gotta mention No Mercy because it's incredible.
Sure. Yep.
There's a lot of other stuff off that album that I love too, but I want to give a special shout out to The Truth, which I think is just a great song.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
We talked about Dre's album a little bit, but we didn't talk about FU with
Devin. With Devin. Yeah.
That's a great song.
Yeah. Very, very, very problematic.
Super problematic.
Yeah.
Jesus. A notable song. This next one is a notable song from 99. Not a good song. And that's Memph Bleek is.
Definitely on my definitive list.
Oh, for that
very reason. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That song is terrible. It's definitive. It's terrible.
It's definitive.
It's so bad.
It's bad, but it's definitive.
It's totally definitive because it is absolutely too. It's like you could just, you know, it is the most transparent Def Jam marketing scheme ever. It's like, all right, we got the up and coming guy signed to Jay and we got Swiss Beats. Yep. And I don't really care if it's any good, but we're going to shoot the video anyway.
Yep.
Oh, man. Trying to think if there's any record. I think we talked about all the good records off the Mob album.
Yep, you did.
I want to give a special shout out to the Slick Rick remix of Art of Storytelling.
Oh, okay. I've got Slick Talking on my list.
Slick Talk. I had Me and Nas Give It to You Hardest.
Okay.
Because now I'm just in songs I love. But speaking of songs I love, Soundbombing Volume 2, Pharamonch the Mayor.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be
you knew thing. It was on my list.
I knew it was.
Can you imagine?
Officer Fleming!
And there it was that I had shot him. Yeah, see, the amazing thing about this is like, so in the early 90s, there was like all the controversy over like the Ice-T Cop Killer record, all this stuff. Yeah. And nowadays, people get all wound up over songs. Somehow, he made a song about, we all know he's talking about Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody cared.
Maybe because it was underground.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
There's a Nas song or two we didn't talk about.
Okay.
Undying Love.
I always tell people that is the creepiest hip hop song ever. Well, because, you know, I lived in Colorado when Columbine happened.
Ooh.
And so that song reminds me of that. I remember just walking home from school and being really just, it was just really eerie that day. Mm. Yep. Yep. It's a great song. Great song. Yeah. Great song. Yep.
We talked about Ja Rule. We talked about Eminem. How do you feel about Youngbloods?
What Youngbloods song did they have?
Well, I was a fan of 85.
85 was in 99, was it?
Wasn't it?
Was it? You got to send me your list because I totally just...
Okay. I got a long list. Yeah, 85 okay. is 99.
Okay. I was never a fan of that record.
Oh, you know what? I get the problem. It's the late 99 single comes out in 2000. That's what 85. Man. All right.
Okay.
We talked about Discipline. We talked about Snoop. We talked about... you know, you talked about Vibrant Thing. You didn't talk about Breathe and Stop.
On my honorable mentions.
My honorable mentions. Okay. We didn't talk about ODB.
On my honorable mentions.
Got Your Money.
Yep. It's definitive, but...
I never really liked it that much.
I didn't either.
Okay.
The video's classic.
Video's classic. You'd think ODB and early Neptunes, I'd be right in there, but no.
Yeah, nah. It was never. That wasn't really it for me.
Okay. What else? Terror Squad, What You Gonna Do?
On my honorable mentions.
Yep.
Honorable mentions, yes.
We didn't really talk about Missy.
I wanted to put something Missy related, but I wasn't quite sure of what.
This album kind of, I mean, it wasn't a brick, but it kind of bricked.
It bricked. Like, compared to the success of Super Duper Fly, it bricked.
She's a B. Like, it just didn't work. They went all in too. Like that.
They did.
All, you know, Timbo was really like doing a dark and ominous sound in 99.
Mm,
and I just don't think it worked as well for people.
Yeah, it didn't. I agree.
But All In My Grill is dope.
Ooh, I forgot about All In My Grill. Big Boy's on that, right?
Yeah. And Hot Boys is dope, as we said before.
Yeah.
There
was a record that they had with Juvenile and BG on an album that I remember liking.
Oh, yeah. I can hear the beat in my head right now, but I can't.
Yeah, the beat was dope.
Again, ominous strings all over the place.
Yep. Yep.
Boy, talk about disappointing albums, that Jizza album. Oh, boy. But I loved Breaker Breaker at the time.
Yeah.
And the beat for publicity still remains one of the biggest teaser commercials ever. Cause they showed, right. It was the cover of the album. You got the globe with the big Jizza logo on it. And they're playing that beat for publicity. And then it's like 30 seconds and it like fades out and you're like, ah, and then you buy the album and you're like, no, don't do it. We talked about Nori. Right. Blood Money Part 3. Was there anything else off that album that was really noteworthy?
Melvin Flint. I never heard that album all the way through. I'm not going to lie. But Oh No was Oh No's on my honorable mentions. Yes.
Oh No, it's a weird kind of beat.
It is.
I almost would like to hear somebody else on that. But anyway. You want to talk about your man Puff Daddy?
It's on the list.
I think Reverse is incredible.
Reverse almost made my list.
That beat is bonkers.
Yeah, Reverse almost made my list.
That I love.
Five has got some joints.
Journey Through the Life.
Yep.
Twista Kills. Is This the End Part 2?
Yep.
What else am I missing? I never liked Satisfy You.
I didn't either. No, that was too cheap. I liked Pain.
Yeah.
I liked PE 2000. I liked the remix to PE 2000, though Shine. It wasn't on the album. Yep. Dang, what was the, hold on. Now I gotta pull this up. Public Enemy number one. Mm-mm. There we go. All right, we got What You Want, I'll Do This For You, Do You Like It, Do You Want It, Satisfy You.
That Do You Like It, Do You Want is no good.
It's terrible. I Hear Voices, Fake Thugs Dedication, which I appreciated because that was over the MC Lyte record. Angels With Dirty Faces, Gangsta Ish was hard. Reverse, Real Niggas was dope. Journey Through the Life is dope. Best Friend is terrible. And then, PE 2000.
Yeah.
All right, never mind. I take that back.
Yeah. It's funny. He's like, all right, here's what we're going to do. We got Reverse, Real, and Journey Through Life. Let's just put them back to back to back.
I mean, that's kind of what you got to do.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, he's got I'll Do This For You, Do You Like It, Do You Want It, and then Satisfy You. Like, really went with an A-side, B-side theme going on here.
Absolutely.
We talked a little bit about Eve.
Yeah. I put What They Want on my honorable mentions. It's definitive.
How do you feel about Got a Man?
I don't. That song's terrible.
as much discussed in our Wu-Tang retrospective, that I tried to love that Inspect the Deck album.
What you gonna go with? Ninth Chamber?
I mean, do you count Rec Room as 99? I mean,
it was on the Fat Tape in 98.
I know. All right. Warren G had the Game Don't Wait 213 remix.
But I thought that was that 99 or was that 2000?
The album's 99. I don't know if the remix is 2000 or not.
I feel like the remix was 2000.
You might be right.
Because that record was hard.
We didn't talk, speaking of West Coast, we didn't talk Corrupt.
Listen, man, Streets as a Mother is definitely one of my favorite albums of that year.
Super overrated.
I will fight you. Don't do this.
You know I love Trilogy.
That's on my list.
Girls All Pause is dope.
Yeah, you did talk about that. You did.
I kind of like Who Ride With Us, even though it's ridiculous.
That album is dope. But I'm telling most you.
Look, I love that first Dog Pound album, even though I shouldn't because.
It's bad.
Yep.
Content-wise.
Content-wise, it's terrible.
Beat-wise, it's
amazing. I want to love Corrupt. Did he do a double album in 97?
He did Corruption, because that has Seawalk, which is classic, and the single was We Can Freak It, which is also
classic. We Can Freak It is classic. I'll give you that.
We Can Freak It is crazy.
The less that's said about Raekwon in 99, the better, but Live from New York was dope.
Live from New York was dope.
At least good. We didn't talk about Nostradamus at all, but, you know, Come and Get Me continues to grow on me as the...
No, that record's hard.
That record's hard.
That record's hard. Once one of my best friends broke down, like just how much he was talking about Jay on that record, it made me appreciate it more. Like he was really bringing it to Jay's doorstep.
We talked a little about DMX, What's My Name. I like that beat. Nope. You don't like it?
Nope. I'm good.
It's bass and pianos. That's basically all I need in this world. So that was fine.
I'm good. What They Want is on my honorable mentions.
That's a 2000 record.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I won't argue that.
I got a whole string of J records. Hova Song. Oh my God. So Ghetto. Okay.
That's definitive. Not on my list, but that's definitive.
Dope Man. I will ride for.
Forever. I will. is Dope Man Top 5J.
That third verse, man. That third verse.
Man, that record is different.
It really is different. I was trying. I mean, it had Serena Altschul on it, man. How could?
Oh my gosh! Shout out to Serena Altschul. I feel like the B-side concert. There were certain records that I didn't like. Like I didn't need him to perform "Click" there.
Because it's not a B-side. It was a single.
Exactly. But he performed it there because that's when him and Beanie publicly reconciled.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But they could have did. They could have did Do It Again. They could have did. He could have did In the Club. Like there's so many
different
ways.
Those aren't even B-sides. They're just not as successful A-sides.
Which is a testament to why.
Listen, Jay's been around forever. He's got a million songs.
He's got a million records. Yeah. But yeah. I'm rolling.
Dope Man. So ghetto, Dope Man. It's hot.
It's hot. Yep.
I agree with you. I consider Big Pimpin' 2000 because that video is just spring of 2000, 100% for me.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know, the album didn't come out until 2000, but the song came out in 99 because the album got delayed. And that's Cam, Let Me Know.
Wow.
You forgot about that, didn't it? Speaking of, when did New York start bouncing?
I did forget about that record.
And then
Monday Night Football. And we were like, yo!
This is amazing.
When is Good Morning America? Is that 99?
Oh, man. I was trying. My research showed me 2000, but I feel like that was 99.
I feel like that was 99, too.
I might have to revise my top 15.
It might not have come out officially until 2000, but I feel like it was on mixtapes in 99.
Live on Lennox, because Live on Lennox was delayed, right?
Super delayed.
Live on Lennox is 2000. Oh man, they have the remastered Live on Lennox on. But Good Morning America.
2016.
Shut up. Nope. Good Morning America 99. Is 99. Oh, 99. Oh no.
Yep.
That's really high up on the Defender 15 list. Yep. Cam, first of all, that beat is amazing.
Yep.
But Cam destroys that.
Yep.
Oh man.
Yep. I agree.
Who's got an? We have an instrumental for that.
Yeah, there's one that exists. Mm. Dame Grease put out a B tape a few years ago.
Oh, of course he did. And we already talked about this on the pre-show. I can't remember if we talked about it on this, but Lil Troy Wanna Be a Baller.
Yep.
And that is the end of most. I skipped over some stuff that I didn't really want to talk about. That was fine, but that's the end of my list. Is there stuff that I did not get to that you want to talk about?
Okay. I got Hot Boys. I Need a Hot Girl. I got Beanie Sigel. The Truth is 2000, isn't it?
It is. 90,
it, is it? Okay.
It's 2000. Early okay. 2000, but 2000.
Okay. I put No Pigeons.
That song is so bad.
I put Mystical, That's the Nigga on there. I put Be Please.
Okay.
B-Boy Document 99, Cash Money's an Army. I went super backpacking and put Black Moon Onslaught.
You know, I don't really like Black Moon.
That's fine. Oh, here we go. Tear the Club Up Thugs. I put Hypnotize, Cash Money.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I heard the beat and I was like, oh, I expected to hear Tay Keith. What's up? I'm like, oh, that's all this is. I put Crazy Bone Thug Mentality on there.
As a joke.
Absolutely as a joke.
Just making sure.
Listen.
Ghetto Cowboy? Is that 2000?
That's a great question. I'm going to play the beginning of Thug Mentality.
Can you look up
and see when Ghetto Cowboy comes out?
Ghetto Cowboy is 98, late 98.
Oh, man. Okay, hold on. Okay. This was it. He knew when he had this that this was gonna be it. Oh my god, this bass line is hilarious. Alright, come on. I just want the beat to come in. Cause it's super, it's like fake Dark Child. That's I wonder if that's who used to do all that stuff? Unique.
I was just looking at the production. All you need to know is that Unique does one song on this entire double disc project.
And we wonder why it was what it was. Okay, Hypnotize, Cash Money.
I need to hear Hypnotize, Cash Money.
Oh, one more. Everything else, two more actually.
Okay.
I got Big L and Shaheem, Furious Anger. It's just one of my favorites. NWA, Chin Check.
I thought about that one. I don't really like that song.
It was definitive for me because that's when the whispers of we're going to do an NWA album and Snoop was going to replace Easy. Like, that was a really big deal.
Yeah, I get that.
You want me to play Hypnotize, Cash Money? And then that's it. Everything else we pretty much already.
I think that's it, yeah.
All right, I'll play Hypnotize, Cash Money real quick. Hold on.
Love this playboy. This one here bezeled out with the hot boys and the tether club up the nigga like this. Riding on 20s, Memphis and New Orleans. We gon' y'all know the motherfuckers.
Y'all
go.
Boys, y'all boys ain't ready for this. Hot boys, got it with the 360 40 cal in my drawers, running from them dollars.
You can just put that beat out right now. It'll be fine.
Yep. The beat is crazy. Listen, man, DJ Paul Juicy J, man, nuts. But yeah, I'm sure we're going to forget a lot of stuff, and I'm sure we're going to get yelled at.
That's okay.
I felt bad about all the things that we missed on the remix episode. I really did. So I tried to, like, dive in as much as I could.
I think we dove in, man.
I think we did. I think we're good.
All right, anything else you want to talk about this week?
Not at all. I'm all talked out.
All cried out?
I'm all cried out over you. Is that 99? Is that 2000?
That feels like 99.
I feel like it was.
Hold on.
It was 97.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that's 112. What was the Allure? Allure had a record with Nas, right?
Head Over Heels. That was 97. Same album.
Wait, why is Mariah Carey listed as a songwriter and producer on that song?
They were signed to Mariah's label.
Oh.
I remember that. They were her first artist.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Look at that.
How they were able to.
Right. I was going to say, because that's Trackmasters.
Let's
all be honest.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sign Mariah Carey, get a Nas feature, get a Trackmasters beat. They made no money on that record. The three of them zapped up that entire budget. Thank you very much.
You know, I recognize we don't really talk R&B on the show when it comes to like this sort of thing. But like, I was trying to think like, R&B took a real interesting turn in 99, man. There's some real like, no, I'm just saying like, you know, for so long, like R&B had set kind of split into this, like still in like the early 90s Puff Daddy way of thinking about it. You had your ballads and you had your the song you play out loud in your Jeep, right? With big drums and a rapper. It was how labels thought about R&B, right?
Yeah.
It was 112. It was Come See Me or Only You Remix.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, 99, it's just a lot of bouncing.
That's Timbaland's fault. That's Timbaland and that's Dark Child.
Oh, Dark Child, definitely. All right, man.
Which means it's Timbaland's fault.
Anything else you want to say?
Nah, we're good. I'm getting out of here.
All right. Thank you, everybody. As always, let us know what you think at CRS Podcast on Twitter. And we definitely got some music coming up soon. Not sure if we're back next week or the week after, but we will be back. And until then, yeah, thanks.
Oh, my God.